Hello again, I'm Mike Mazzalongo and you're watching the Bible Talk video blog. Today's blog entry is entitled, Wall of Righteousness. In the book of Ezekiel, the Lord rebukes Jewish leaders for abandoning their role as spiritual shepherds over the nation. He says, I searched for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand in the gap before me for the land, so that I would not destroy it, but I found no one. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30. During a time of great moral failure and disbelief, God searched for a man who could build a wall of righteousness against the rising tide of evil, but could not find a single person to heed his call. This failure caused the downfall of the nation and demonstrated an important spiritual principle. God not only punishes evil, He also punishes for failure to stand up to evil. This principle is as true today as it was more than 2,500 years ago in Israel. There is no neutral ground when it comes to evil. Live and let live is not the motto or motivation for Christian action in this world. Christians are God's wall of righteousness in the modern age. As that wall, we are not here to change the world, but rather to witness against the evil in the world, to shine the light on what is good according to God's word, and also to make every effort to avoid participating in the evils that we ourselves witness against. So let's make sure that whether it be at school or at home or at work, our wall of righteousness is standing firm. Well, that's it for today. I'm Mike Mazzalongo. You've been watching the Bible Talk video blog. We'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.